record side of the business has been terribly, terribly damaged by the availability of free music on the internet. The sales of individual tracks through companies like iTunes in no way compensate for the loss of CD sales. So the total amount of revenues from recorded music are way less than half of what they were 10 years ago, and thousands and thousands of jobs have been lost. Now, there are people that say, well, maybe some of those jobs should have been lost, and some of the people at record companies were egotists and maybe didn't do that much, but some people did do a lot. I mean, you know, it's like marketing in any business. Smart, hardworking, experienced people are likely to do a better job than stupid, lazy, inexperienced ones. And there's just nothing to be done about it that I can see in the short term. It's now, as the years have passed, it's not just affecting the record business, although the record business was the first one to have huge sales losses and job losses and the closing of record stores all over the world and so on. It's also obviously affected the book business, the movie business, the newspaper business very vividly. And to a certain extent, the radio business also, as there's this technology creates alternatives for people and fragments the business, and some of it is not at the moment connected to ways of people getting paid for their creative work. What I tell my clients, because I have a management company now, I handle people like Steve Earle and the Hives and Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine and others, is to focus. The primary focus has to be on touring, which is a business that has held up because you can't get that live experience on a cell phone or the internet. There's something, you know, you can't really take, you know, in terms of dating, in terms of a sense of community, there's still something magic about the live experience, whether it's a sports event or a concert or a club. And that's becoming a bigger, much bigger percentage of the business than it was before. And recordings are more and more kind of a marketing vehicle to get those audiences and to create things like licensing. But in general, it's a time of crisis. Artists have to figure out how to record cheaper, how to tour cheaper, how to find, you know, people like my little company have to do things that record companies used to do. And it's a very tough time financially for the business, although it's a very good time, I think, creatively, because the ability for people to experiment, you know, you can record a record for a tiny fraction of what it used to cost because of all the computer programs that are out there now, and you can experiment by putting things up on the web. So it's a transitional time. Transitional times are confusing. It's definitely a business crisis, but it's also a great creative opportunity for a lot of artists. And you see with these rock festivals exploding around the world and bands coming on indie labels, on very small labels, and finding audiences, that there's still the ability for certain artists to connect with audiences and make a living, you know, being creative and weird. So it's not all bad, but there's no question that the business has been damaged.